recently, my wife, not just my wife, our family got a new cat.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Well, I had one cat, and that cat is really ornery, doesn't let anybody touch it, except for me.
Oh.
I'm the only one who can touch it, and it will come up on my lap. But my wife really wanted a friendly cat for the kids and everyone, and so we got this cat that we adopted. And I had said, okay, so there's this whole thing about, like, declawing your cats and all this stuff, right?
Sure.
Which I somewhat agree with. But I told her I don't want a cat that's not declawed because I didn't want this cat ruining our stuff in our house.
You wanted a cat that was declawed.
Sorry. Yes.
Yes.
I wanted a cat that was declawed, but we weren't going to declaw it.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Okay.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
And so we got this cat, and sure enough, within the first few weeks of having this cat would jump up on our banister.
Oh, yeah.
And, nice wood banister. Yeah, we have this nice, and it's thick, too, going down the stairs.
Yeah.
And this thing jumped from the top of it on that nice wood banister. And by the way, we didn't get a declawed cat. We were putting these, what they call soft paws on and whatnot.
They're
which
kind
is
like socks, right?
Yeah. Well, you glue them on their nails.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And this thing just scratched everything on the way down this banister because those soft paws, they fall off. And if you don't stay up on it, then it's kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just scratch marks all the way down the banister. And I was livid.
I bet you were.
I was livid. I mean, you can imagine. We built our house in 2018.
Yeah.
So, like, it's fairly still kind of new, and now we have scratch marks. And then the kicker is this cat likes to get up on the counter and drink from the sink, like, if the sink is on. And so, like, it was on my bathroom counter one day, and I was like, shoo, get off. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it, like, freaked out and, like, couldn't find its footing and scratched our bathroom cabinets the way down.
No way.
Yeah. It was the worst. It was the worst. Do you have a cat?
Yes, we do. And we've had her for 11 years now. And we found that she was peeing on anything that was.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah. And so Sophie is a mostly outdoor cat now.
Okay.
And my office is not carpeted, so I can put her in there. But for the most part, she's outside.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Cats can be fun.
They can be a hassle.
Yeah.
And sometimes with cats, like, I know what they say, at least with, like, when cats are misbehaving. Oh, that's the other thing. When our cat misbehaves, it comes outside our door and it starts scratching at our door at, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So it wakes you up
and
the door rattles and it starts scratching the door and stuff. But what they say with cats, in order to, like, get them to stop doing that, one, ignore them. And then two, what you're supposed to do is get their attention somewhere else.
Mm.
So, like, refocus their attention somewhere else.
Nice.
Like, so when you ignore them, you're refocusing their attention away from the door and to something else. So it was interesting when our cats were scratching at the door, and actually it worked.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked. Cause...
Yeah. We couldn't really ignore it that much, but we ended up putting one of my wife's, like, puffy sweaters, like, in the door jam. So the door shut real tight. So it wouldn't rattle.
There you go.
So all you'd hear is this little shh at the door instead of, like, this whole rattling thing.
Yeah.
So, but it worked. Yeah. Refocusing the cat's attention on something else,
which is
exactly what we are going to talk about today, the art of refocusing. Because we went through a little bit of this.
Yeah, we did.
We went through this. And we touched on this in one of our other podcasts.
Yeah.
We kind of just briefly mentioned the art of saying no, that we had a time and season where we had to kind of rethink about where we were going as a company.
Right. We mentioned how we're hoping to sit down every 6 months and refocus, reevaluate, and make sure we're on the path that we wanted to be on.
Right. And so one of the things that actually you came to me about 6 months into this company, because we started doing ads for a comedy club. We started doing ads for some small businesses. Mm-hmm. We did some YouTube ads. We started producing some Spotify ads. We started doing Google ads for, there was a firearm safety instructor that we were doing all this for. And you came to me and you just kind of asked, are we doing what we should be doing?
Yeah. Well, and I think I came at it like, are you enjoying this? Because I think even at the time, weren't you planning on taking some courses on marketing?
I was actually going to take
some online stuff.
Yeah. I actually did take some courses on marketing. But I didn't find that it was, life-giving to me.
Right.
It wasn't something that really like what turns my crank
right.
is video.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. And when I think what I thought was, hey, is this something that you are enjoying? Are you passionate about it? Is this something that you want to pursue? And I think your initial response is not really. And yeah. I'm like, well, why are you doing it?
Yeah, I know, right? Why am I doing this? And whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you touched on something that was really good. You noticed that there was some tension in my craft.
Mm.
You noticed that there was something not right. And you just asked, are you doing what you want to be doing?
Right. Because I know that you love doing video work and telling stories, especially, right? Mm-hmm. And doing the marketing pieces, although great and interesting to pursue, I wasn't sure if that would fill your bucket, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and was it pulling you away from what you really wanted to be doing? Was it distracting you from video work?
Right. And absolutely it was.
Right.
Absolutely it was a distraction from video work, because instead of, you know, well, we can always get better at our craft. And instead of focusing at getting better at my craft at video, I was kind of over here doing this other thing. Mm-hmm. And something else that you pointed out too, which was really good, is we never set up to be a marketing agency,
absolutely,
an advertising agency.
No, that was not our gig at all.
It is not something we wanted to do. We wanted to stay away from that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, I noticed that you're kind of doing the marketing a lot, and do we really want to expand to be a marketing agency? Mm-hmm. And the answer was no.
Right. And I think one of the reasons that you kind of fell down this rabbit hole is because you wanted to expand our own marketing.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had other companies be like, hey, you've made this video for me. Can you put it on YouTube?
Yep.
Hey, you made this, you know, graphic for me. Can you throw it on Facebook for
me?
And again, it's one of those things where, yeah, we can do it.
Yep.
Can we do it well?
Probably not as well as others.
Right.
And the other thing is it was kind of a slippery slope, because it wasn't like, boom, all of a sudden we're doing Spotify,
right,
YouTube, Google ads, Facebook, Instagram ads. It wasn't like, boom, all of a sudden we were just like, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a one at a time. Hey, can you put this up on YouTube for me? Mm-hmm. Hey, can you put this up on Spotify? Hey, would you do a Google ad? Hey, could you help me with some Facebook ads? And it didn't just happen overnight. So it started happening and I didn't even realize really at the time what was happening.
Right.
But we were getting off focus from what we originally set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed to refocus on what was important. Why are you so good at that?
Are you refocusing?
No, you just know. You're just like,
well,
no.
Well, I think as an outsider, I wasn't dabbling in the marketing parts of it.
Sure.
And I could see that easily. Like I said, I could see that you were, it was taking away your time from doing what you loved and were passionate about and what you excel at. You're so talented at video work. And I think that it was just kind of like, oh, well, is that what you want to be doing?
Yeah.
You know? And I think one of the things that kind of brought that to a head too was I was at a local business owners meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was asking me like, oh, what do you guys do? Told them what we do. And I said, we started dabbling in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, but that's not really what we were initially thinking.
Yeah.
And that was like almost like a little red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I brought that to your attention shortly after that meeting.
Yeah.
And said, is this something you want to pursue? Yeah. If you want to pursue it, awesome. I am 100% behind you, but I just wanted to make sure that you were on that path that you wanted to be on.
I remember the day. It was a November day, right before Thanksgiving. And you said, John, we need to go to lunch. And we went to lunch at Chipotle. Chipotle is like our go-to.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't sponsored by Chipotle, by the way, or anything like that. It's just, we love Chipotle.
Well, and we can't decide anywhere else. Where do you want to go?
Oh,
well, I don't know. Where do you want to go?
That's right. We are the two worst decision makers when it comes down to lunch.
Yeah.
Because we're both not really that picky about it. No. I mean, we're picky about the things we're picky about,
right.
But we're not really picky about the things where we go to lunch.
Right.
Because we like all types of food.
Hey, speaking of refocusing, we need to refocus.
Oh, thank you. See, how are you so good at that? You just boom. But I do remember the day.
Do you?
Yes, because it was before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and you did it so greatly. You just said, hey, is this something that you want to be doing in a direction that we want to take the company?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come at it at kind of a confrontational way, you know? I think one of the great things about having you as a business partner is we really kind of play off each other well, but we also are very calm when it comes down to asking each other kind of accountability questions like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
like, we're honest. Are we doing what we said we set out to do?
Yeah.
And we're honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one, if you don't have a business partner like that, I'm sorry, because it really does make things work a lot better when you have somebody who can, who you trust and who's able to come and say, hey, is this really what you want to be doing? But at that meeting, when we sat down and you asked that question, it kind of took me back for a second, because I, like I said, I didn't realize what was happening.
Sure.
And I kind of had it in my brain. Hey, wouldn't it be good to be like this small business kind of agency? Like an all-in-one, where we could do their website, their video, and we could do their advertising for them, and we could get all these clients. But also, this is why I'm not a marketing guy, not knowing the market of small business. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Small businesses, their owners are behind the counter, or they are so deep in ordering and all that stuff and trying just to run their business that they're not even thinking about.
They're just trying to stay afloat.
Right. They're just trying to stay afloat.
Right.
So I obviously didn't even know the market that I was trying to market to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just random that a few of them had come to us and they were doing some rebranding or wanted something that would go out just this one time or whatever. It wasn't like an ongoing relationship with them. So, that was a huge eye-opening thing for me too, because I realized that the market pool that I was trying to go after wasn't even existent really.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the companies that are looking to do that are more your medium to large companies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's not even something we were thinking about dabbling in with that.
Right. And so I think after that meeting, we kind of, again, refocused and we thought, well, then we should network and find some marketing companies that we can partner with.
Right.
And that we can come alongside. And if we have clients and like, hey, can you do this as well? We can say yes. But we'll send you to this company or firm.
Mm-hmm.
And that would help us out a lot and help them out.
Right. And we've actually even done that. And we've actually gotten business back because we referred clients to another company. I mean, I think when we first started out, we were a little shy about kind of like joining some of these groups, like Chamber of Commerce groups.
Right.
You've joined some leader groups. I've joined some leader groups, just kind of around our area and kind of started networking. And networking isn't necessarily about you going there and getting the clients.
Right.
But it's about you being able to be there for when a company says, hey, I know a video guy. I know a graphic guy.
Right.
I know a company that does really well at storytelling.
Yes.
And they this is right up their alley. Versus, you know, I'm going to go market to, these people at these chambers of commerce or whatever. Yep. So those referrals are really what has kept us going and what has helped us out a lot. So getting out in the community is really good for that kind of thing for us, for what we do.
Yeah. It might be different for, for every company, but
But it helped us refocus on what was important. It's about the relationships that you build with people outside your own kind of sphere so that they can market you so you can get business, right? It's not about, and then also you being able to know people to refer the marketing side of things to, if that's outside your scope. Maybe you're a marketer and maybe this is totally inside your scope. Well, you should email us because we'd love to have you on our list.
Please be in touch. Absolutely.
Yeah. Refocusing is important. And like you said before, and you mentioned this before in our other podcast as well, having those meetings where you just kind of sit down and you just kind of say, how are we doing as a company? Are we doing what we set out to do? Are we on our way to set out to what we set out to do? You know, because it really is a journey. It's not something that just happens overnight.
Absolutely. And sometimes you just need to step back and take that big bird's eye view of your company. And it's, and are you liking the path, the direction that you're going on?
Right. And I think it's good to also just take those steps back, like you said, to be able to go, okay, now if it's a no, I'm not going, what are the steps I need to take?
What are the practical steps, right?
So for instance, we had a client come back to us recently and we had done some marketing for him a while ago. And he asked us, he said, hey, do you think you guys could throw this up on a Facebook for a, be a Facebook ad? And I said to him, I said, we don't do marketing anymore. We dabbled in it at the beginning, but I said, we don't do marketing, but here's what you can do. I will help you kind of upload this to Facebook and you can go to Facebook and I'll teach you kind of some things about, but you manage your own marketing.
Right.
You know, and that was really helpful because he was a smaller business. And that was helpful for him. But then also the pressure's off of us to be managing a marketing campaign, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And we, and you need to do that. You always need to step back and say, are we doing what we need to do? And then what is your steps to take? What is to kind of make sure that you are going the direction you want to go? What are the things that are keeping you from traveling down the road where you want to end up, you know, and being able to say no to certain things will help you do better things for your company in the future. And that, my friends, is the art of refocusing. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time. Same great time.
Same great place.
Bye, everybody. See ya.